800, we help you.
President Trump meets at the White House with lawmakers and pitches his newly released infrastructure proposal.
After spending trillions of dollars overseas rebuilding other countries, it is time to rebuild our own country and to take care of our citizens.
The plan calls for a $200 billion government investment in highways, bridges, rails, and airports, and would also help bring broadband to parts of rural America that currently don't have it. The president also says that will hopefully provoke another $1 trillion in infrastructure spending through state and private partnerships. Americans are racking up more gold at the Winter Games in South Korea. U.S. skier Michaela Schifrin earning the top spot on the podium in the women's giant slalom event. It's the second gold medal in Schifrin's Olympic career. She also took home gold in the women's slalom event at the Sochi Games in 2014. The family of the late actor Bill Paxton filing suit against the California hospital where he died. And that suit is also against the surgeon who performed the actor's heart surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. The lawsuit claims hospital officials knew the surgeon was going to use a high-risk and unconventional approach that was unnecessary and that he lacked the experience to perform such surgery. Paxton died just about a year ago from a stroke 11 days after that surgery to replace a heart valve. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is, I have no idea how cold it is, 43 cloudy degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is mostly cloudy with some fog.
Cloudy is not an adjective for degrees. An adjective. Cloudy degrees?
No, because you would need cloudy is an adverb. It's never an adjective.
You used it as an adjective.
I did. So call the grammar police.
You're a librarian, for Christmas sakes.
I know. Can I finish?
Please.
Thank you. Friday rain likely before 10 a.m., cloudy with the temperature rising to near 55 by 10 a.m., then falling around 46 for the remainder of the day. Saturday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow after 4 p.m., mostly sunny.
How much snow?
It doesn't say. It says new precipitation on Saturday night between a quarter and half an inch.
Well, then there you go. Good. We're getting through February. So far, we've dodged some big bullets, right?
I sure hope so, because some of the crazies are saying 4 to 6 inches.
This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's still not terrible, but...
I'd like half an inch more, or nothing. So we'll have to check in as it goes on. We'll do our last commercial and then start the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
The new breed were crazy with Rod, Keneal, and Casey. The Amazons were the brand new kids in town. From the Polo Grounds to Shea, they played the game their way.
By hook and by crook, they wrote a new book when they were around. I'm talking baseball.
Roger Still not a big fan of the song, but this is the best time of year for all Mets fans.
Before right. they've lost all their games.
Because they still got a shot for the playoffs. Any better this year? Any make any hot stove league moves?
Well, they got rid of their manager. I'm thrilled because I've been saying for years.
I saw somebody. They did pick up one guy that was with them for a while and then came back. What was his name? They were very excited about that.
I know. I'm just excited they got rid of Terry Collins.
Your mom planning on going to any Mets games this year?
She's going to spring training on the 6th of March.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Every year she goes.
Good for her.
Yes. Good for my father.
What town are they in?
And they're in Port St. Lucie. She goes to Boca and stays with her cousin.
Very good. Well, good morning and welcome to the library show. Let's turn that down a little bit. Or off. That's fine with me.
And for those of you who aren't baseball fans, spring training has started this week, so that's why.
It was this week? Mm-hmm. Very good. It's the library show, starring Jennifer. Should I say starring?
I've never liked starring, but okay. I don't know what else to say.
I know. You use adverbs as adjectives, so I'm asking the wrong person, obviously. With Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet. I'm getting drowned out here, I know I am. By probably one of the worst songs ever written.
I just watched
Should
the ball
I just let this
through
play out?
Phil Buckner's legs.
Should we just let this play out?
To the stadium in Flushing. They play
amazing baseball. It's a library show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, March draws ever closer, and with it, New Jersey Makers Day. Don't miss this fun for the whole family event at the North County Branch and South County Branch Libraries. We'll tell you what to expect. Will whet your appetite is what I wrote here. I changed my mind about saying it, but then
well,
I changed,
I'm glad you did.
Then I changed it again.
I'm sorry you did.
How do you spell wet? Is it W-H-E-T?
Mm-hmm.
If you're wetting an appetite?
I don't know if it's... No, I think it's W-H-E-T.
That's what I just said, Jennifer.
I thought you said T-T.
22nd Friends of HCL book sale is on the horizon. We have information about the book donations, sale dates and hours, and more. Jennifer's grandmother is over 80 and still doesn't need glasses. She drinks right out of the bottle. The Adult Summer Reading Club, programs for kids, teens, and adults, trivia, and much more in today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. When did you meet my grandmother?
Was she that way?
No.
So yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Yes, it was. What'd you do? I beat you to the punch.
I'll tell you what I did if you tell me what you did.
Okay.
Went out to lunch. I took Lori and Kara to... I have two Valentines.
Very
Kara
nice.
And Lori. Went to lunch at the Shaker.
Nice.
I haven't been there in a while.
How
I
was
heard
it?
It.
Since
turned
the
over. I liked the original Shaker. The food was good, but they used to make a really good hamburger at
I
the
remember.
Original Shaker.
Yeah.
But it was still good. Worth a visit. And then in the evening, we stopped at the fudge shop. Some snacks and then had a couple of beers at Lone Eagle and actually ordered food like some buffalo wings in too.
Where do they bring them from?
They have menus from all over. We ordered from Platform 1, the new mm-hmm. restaurant right down the street from them, Route 12 and whatever.
Has the menu changed since they were cooked to order?
A little bit. The food's very good.
I liked it when it was cooked to order.
I suggest stopping in there for lunch.
Well,
be my suggestion. I wonder if they're members of the chamber, Platform 1. I'm going to guess they are.
Me too.
Okay, that was my plan, Sam. Then we went home and finished. Oh, we didn't finish watching. Watched another episode of Turn, which is the Revolutionary War series about Washington spies, which you and your husband would love,
no,
but you
I
never
have,
listened to me.
I have to tell you, Morgan's been watching it, and she told us that we should watch it.
And you listened to her. And then we watched an episode of my daughter's favorite series, and that was called Black Mirror. It's a technology, it's like the Twilight Zone, but it's all with technology. So it's an updated Twilight Zone, and kind of interesting. Very nice. I don't know how you'd feel about that, so I won't suggest it. And you?
And me. Well, I also have two Valentines. But since one of my Valentines was involved with Ash Wednesday yesterday.
Who's that?
My father.
Okay.
Well, and my mother. I brought them some brownies on Tuesday.
Very nice.
And spent some time with them.
Lactose-free brownie?
I got a vegan walnut brownie from my mother.
Very good.
She's not a walnut fan, but I told her it'd be easier to pick out the walnuts than the butter. So, yes, I did remember that. Well, actually, I gave them both to my father, and I said, if you want to share, this one's vegan. Yeah, we have all these blank birthday cards sitting on the desk. Valentine's Day cards sitting on the desk.
I'm glad. Let me read one, Jennifer.
Okay.
I'm glad it's Valentine's Day because it's a perfect time to tell you the things I don't ordinarily say.
I'm afraid to ask.
Like how very nice you are. How very nice you are. This isn't for your wife, obviously. And how seldom someone like you comes along. I'm glad to know you, and I'm hoping you know how special you are to me. That's very, deep. Let me try one more here, Jennifer. There's something very special and so nice about today, a happy feeling deep inside that just won't go away. It must be having someone who's as wonderful as you to send a heartfelt Valentine and warmest wishes to. These are very generic. They don't get too...
No. Well, that's all right.
Yes. Those friendship Valentines.
But I have to say we got... my husband and I got a Valentine from our very good friends in Florida. They live half the year in Pennsylvania and half the year in Florida.
Yes.
And they sent a Valentine, and I was very surprised to get it. And it was so nice.
You hadn't heard from them in a while?
No, we text almost every day.
Oh. Who are these people?
They're part of the elderly crowd from the buffet.
And they moved to Florida.
They go to Florida for 6 months every year.
Was their first name Jean? How's Jean doing, by the way?
She came home yesterday. Talk about good Valentine's.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Thank you for asking. So, and then we just hung out last night. We had some leftovers from Monday night. We went out to dinner Monday night for Valentine's Day, since I'm off on Monday.
Where'd you go?
We went to the Cheesecake Factory, which is Brian's favorite.
By Bridgewater Mall?
Mm-hmm. No, we went to Quaker Bridge.
Okay.
But he had ordered chocolate cheesecake to go home. And, of course, I wouldn't eat it last night. See the note about Ash Wednesday. So we will
it's Lent.
Yeah. What was Ash Wednesday?
Gotcha.
So I'll continue the Valentine's celebration till today.
Very good. That sounds good. Okay, Jennifer, what time is it?
I don't know. 11:13.
Okay, why don't we go to our first commercial break? It's too late to start talking about the programs, but we'll get to all of our library information. I got lots of trivia for Jennifer.
Okay. Okay.
And a lot going on the library show today. We'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Labyrinth Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting catty corner from Jennifer Winberry. I wonder where that term comes from.
I don't, because I was thinking some people say kitty corner.
Nobody says that.
Okay.
I've never heard anyone in my life say that. Just like they don't say gazebo, Jennifer, but that's a story for another day. It's time for Today in History. At this time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the current date, which is February 15th. And years past, I also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on February 15th and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to 1879, Jennifer. Let's see, how am I going to phrase this?
How are you going to phrase this?
Okay, it's a good step for women's rights on this date in 1879. President Rutherford B. Hayes signs a bill allowing what on this date? Women are now allowed to do something more.
Own,
1879.
Own land?
No, but gosh, I hope they were able to own land by then. They must be, because this is it. Female attorneys are allowed to argue cases before the Supreme Court. Starting on this date in 1879.
I can't say I entirely approve of that. I've met some female attorneys in my day.
Okay, Jennifer. In 1898, the battleship USS Maine explodes and sinks in Havana Harbor in Cuba. Why do we remember that to this day? What was the significance of that? February 15th, 1898, the USS Maine explodes and sinks in Havana Harbor in Cuba, killing 274 people.
Spanish-American War? No, it was too late. I don't know.
It leads the U.S. to declare war in Spain.
Oh, so I was right.
Yes.
Oh, you shook your head no.
Remember the Maine.
Yes.
I didn't shake my head no.
You did.
1933, Jennifer. I didn't know this. Who does Giuseppe Zangara attempt to assassinate? But blows and shoots and kills Mayor Anton Cernak instead.
LaGuardia?
No. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
My second choice was, is it a president?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt survives an assassination attempt on this date in 1933.
I didn't know. I thought I knew pretty much all the presidents that had had assassination attempts. And he is not one of them.
No. Well, then you have an incomplete list.
19, I do.
1865, Jennifer, Canada adopts a new flag design. What is it?
It has a maple leaf on it and two red stripes and a white background.
Very good. And then in 2013, I didn't know this either, Jennifer, 1,500 people are injured in Russia and windows, as a shockwave blows out windows and rocks. And rocks buildings. A shockwave blows out in windows and rocks buildings. What happened that caused this shockwave? This is 2013. Not that long
ago.
I'd
say it wasn't an earthquake. Because I'm sure that's semi-common. And I don't know.
A meteor explodes over Russia.
Hmm.
I don't remember that, do you?
I think that was fake news.
This happens unexpectedly only hours before the expected closest ever approach of the larger and unrelated asteroid 2012 DA14.
Hmm.
No one names that asteroid? Why not? Okay, born on this date, Jennifer, in 1820, Susan B. Anthony.
Speaking of suffragettes, she was a suffragette. Her image is
Clearly soldiers in petticoats.
Mary Poppins. On the dollar bill. I believe she was the first woman on a U.S. coin.
Maybe. Possibly. Probably. 1825, but they put it on a dollar coin, which is the exact same size as a quarter. That was passive-aggressive. I don't think somebody wanted her on the quarter. So they made it that way, so they pull it out of circulation because it wasn't feasible. 1825, Jennifer Carter Harrison Sr. was born.
Carter Harrison Sr.
I only know this from reading the book, Devil in the White City, which I believe they're making a movie.
Was he mayor of Chicago?
And I think, yeah, very good. So what happened to him? Why was he... He was murdered like the day after the World's Fair ended.
Oh, wow.
By
That's
some
terrible.
Guy that he promised a job to. Some guy walked up to his house, knocked on his door. The mayor answered the door and the guy shot him.
Wow.
Terrible.
The clue was the devil in the White City.
Right.
The Eric Larson book.
Well, you could have said the two of the main characters. I believe Leonardo DiCaprio has been casted to play Holmes, the serial killer. America's first serial killer. Why are you rolling your eyes?
I didn't roll my eyes. I grimaced. I haven't been happy with Leonardo DiCaprio since the Gatsby remake.
Revenant? No? Oscar winner?
I didn't care for the Gatsby remake, so I sort of lost...
You didn't even see the Revenant.
No, but I lost interest in him after the Gatsby remake.
Well, what did you like before that?
He was in The Usual Suspects?
No.
No, I don't know. There was
Titanic?
Something. No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see Titanic?
I did not.
Okay, Jennifer, 1907, Cesar Romero was born.
He was an actor. Was he in, like, Laugh-In or something? Or?
No.
He's one of those actors that he does a lot of stuff. And
yeah, most famous for playing the Joker in the original Batman series. Mm. 1954, Matt Groening was born.
Matt Groening?
Groening.
Groening. He was a musician.
No.
Nope.
American animator, producer, and screenwriter, most notably for creating The Simpsons.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, not a fan of The Simpsons?
No.
Why?
My only use for The Simpsons is a crossword clues.
It's actually very good. I mean, I don't know how... It's still on the air, which is unbelievable.
You know what? I think...
It's very clever in
When
spots.
We were little, we'd watch The Flintstones, or I would, and my mother hated them. And I'm like, how could you hate The Flintstones? But I think I get it now. Like, I just find there's something about The Simpsons I find grating.
You haven't ever watched it?
I have, occasionally. Oh. I watched the one Will Schwartz was on, for his voice.
1965, Jennifer, Nat King Cole died.
He was a crooner. Chances are, it's... No. Oh, Nat King Cole, I'm thinking Johnny Mathis. The Christmas song that Mel Torme wrote. Christmas song.
The Christmas song is called.
Yeah, Natalie, Unforgettable. That's
and
what
Unforgettable. And one more?
That's it?
Can you think of one more song you sang? L is for the way you look at me. Go.
Oh. Only one.
Very good. So you know. 1984, finally, Ethel Merman died. Not finally she died.
But finally the last. She was a mouthy Broadway star.
Mouthy?
Very. I don't know. I just think of her like with a big...
Brassy.
Brassy. Auntie Mame?
Brassy.
Brassy. Auntie Mame, Annie Get Your Gun.
Annie Get Your Gun. There's no business like show business was her signature song, yes. Jennifer. I don't know if you want to brassy and belt that one out for me.
No, but we sang that in Shrewsbury. We did a review, and that was like the opening. The whole school did, each grade did a different decade, and that was our opening when the entire cast did that.
Very good. So. Okay, that's today in history. Let's get some library news down. I want to talk about the Friends of ACL book sale. Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Trivia. Oh, I've just...
We haven't talked about anything but the library.
Oh, the library you could go to get trivia answers.
The Friends of ACL book sale, Jennifer. Bear with me. I think we should talk about this and Maker's Day. We'll talk about this, do some trivia, then we'll talk about Maker's Day.
Okay.
The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. It's the 22nd annual, Jennifer. The book sale is as old as my daughter. This year, the dates are April 27th through April 30th. Got some general book sale information for you. Friday, April 27th is the preview sale. Hours are 9 to noon and 1:30 to 4:30. There's a special application if you want to attend What do you have to do to get into the preview, Seth?
You have to join the Friends, plus I think it's an extra $60. The $60 all goes to the scholarship fund of the Friends.
Yes, it goes to a good cause.
And they've been coming in fast and furious, so if you have any interest in this, you need to send your application in right now. And I believe this year they're having two preview sales.
9 to noon and 1:30 to 4:30.
You can pick one or the other. Yes. Which I think is a really good idea.
So you get your first crack at the books. And then Saturday, April 28th, there's early bird admission from 8 to 10 for all of FOHCL Friends members who present their membership cards. Or if you pay $20, you can get in early from 8 to 10. And then the general sale starts at 10 a.m. and it goes to 5 p.m. And that, of course, is free public admission. Then Sunday, April 29th, is half price day from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Monday, April 30th, bag sale, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We provide the bags. You fill it up, $5, I believe, for the whole bag of books. The location, again, is the South County Park Fairgrounds, which is really called the Roger Everett Fairgrounds now, if I'm not mistaken, Jennifer.
Yes, it is. Roger K. Everett. It was dedicated at the last...
And then why are we still calling it South County Park?
It's a good question.
Thank you. The Grange Building, it's the permanent building on the fairgrounds. That's on Route 179 in Lambertville. And then we're going to have some book drives before then to collect the books for the sale at the Grange on the fairgrounds for two Saturdays, April 14th and April 21st. Donation drop-off times on those two dates are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The gates open and close promptly at the designated times. So if you have a lot of books you'd like to donate, just put them in your car, drive down to the fairgrounds on either the 14th or the 21st. And just pull up, and someone will be there to unload your car for you. You won't have to do that. We'll take care of all of that. Volunteers are needed, Jennifer, for the sale April 11th through cleanup on Tuesday, May 1st. If you want information about volunteers, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and then all the Friends' information about everything is on there for you. Donations they accept, Jennifer.
How much are the bags this year? Are they still $5?
I said $5.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Donations, Jennifer, they accept hardback and paperback books for adults and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. Unfortunately, they do not accept LPs or vinyl records, cassette tapes of any kind, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated computer and business books, Reader's Digest condensed books, advanced reader copies. Why not advanced reader copies?
Because they are not for sale. And a lot of them have an insert page that said they remain the property of the publisher, and the publisher can recall them at any time.
Gotcha. Textbooks, catalogs, and magazines, including National Geographic, or torn, soiled, moldy, mildewed, or badly worn items, Jennifer.
I always say nothing you would read on your white couch.
Very good. And then if you have it like a smaller amount of books and you can't make the book drives, you can just drop off books in the lobbies of any of the county libraries starting when, Jennifer?
I don't know. Doesn't it say? Usually the week of the book drive.
Usually whenever. They're not going to turn you away. So if you're listening to my voice and you have books and you're antsy to drop them off, go ahead and do so. Tell them Jim sent you. Tell them Jennifer sent you.
Yeah.
Prices, Jennifer, hardback, large trade paperbacks, and children's books are generally $2. Mass market paperbacks and children's softcover books are only 50 cents each. Special items will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or in the special collections boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
So the Friends of HCL Book Sale, if you've never gone, it's a great event. And the Friends raise a lot of money for our library programs and services and the scholarship fund, all the good things that they do, Jennifer.
That's right.
We're very proud of our Friends group. There's chocolate here if you want some, whatever those things are in that box.
I don't touch things. I don't know where they came from.
Would you like to play some trivia, Jennifer?
I sure would.
It's 11:30 about, almost. It is. It just turned 11:30.
It did.
Jim Gannot will be here in a half hour with his show, Taking Care of Business, so stay tuned for that. But right now I have some trivia, Jennifer. We did trivia at St. Magdalene's Church last Friday for 300 people.
Oh, my goodness.
It went really well, actually.
Did they really
sell? Crowd that big.
They really sold beer and alcohol.
They did.
Wow.
They had something called a wine poll, mm-hmm. where you, for $20, you bought a cork, mm-hmm. with a number on it. And then the number matched a bottle of wine that was worth at least $20, but maybe up to $80. And then there was one grand prize with a whole wine basket or something.
Wow.
And then they had some 50-50 drawings and all that. And plus, it was a very successful night.
Nice. Good. That sounds like a good event.
Father Briganti was there, mm-hmm. from St. Magdalene's on hand. Seemed like he had a good time.
I'm sure he did.
Why? Do you know him?
I know of him.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Okay. He seemed like a very nice guy. And Father Jack, I believe, was the other one that was there. Do you know him as well?
Yes.
He was dancing and stuff. He was having a blast. Or it was a market.
I'm sorry, Father Peter wasn't there.
Who's that?
He used to be there, and he would have enjoyed. He was a card.
Oh yeah.
Father, Peter wasn't his name. What was his name? I forget. But okay. He would have enjoyed himself.
Very good.
He had a good sense of humor.
Great. Thank you, Jennifer. Or the theme was Mardi Gras. So I had to come up with some Mardi Gras.
You have to get the friends to have you do a trivia. I got to tell them again.
I've told them, Jennifer.
It's a no-brainer. It is a no-brainer.
They made a lot of money off of this, by the way.
I'm sure they did. That's why I'm saying it's a no-brainer. We'd have to have it at Building 1, I think. It would be so popular. Oh,
that would probably be good in there. How many people could you fit in there?
I think we had a couple hundred for Elizabeth Gilbert, so I'm writing that down.
All right, Jennifer, it was a Mardi Gras theme, so I had to come up with some Mardi Gras questions. But not all Mardi Gras questions. So here we go. Some general trivia for you to start. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who's the only player to score 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl 2 weekends ago?
Yeah, well.
No idea. Take a guess.
I couldn't name one player in the Super Bowl.
Rob Gronkowski.
Couldn't have named him.
You don't know him? What are the 3 official colors of Mardi Gras?
Gold, purple, probably violet, and green.
Very good. Purple signifies justice, gold signifies power, and green signifies faith. What 2 Great Lakes border the state of New York?
Lake Erie and Lake Ontario.
That's very good. How'd you know that right off the top of your head?
I'm good with U.S. geography.
King's cake, Jennifer, here's a Mardi Gras question for you. Is eaten throughout the world during Mardi Gras. What is hidden inside?
A little baby.
That brings luck to the person who finds it. It's a baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
We accepted baby. What is the date of the upcoming royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle?
Oh, they just announced a book by Andrew Morton about Meghan, which I can't imagine he wrote that quickly. April 24th.
May 19th.
Oh, I thought it was, I guess because Kate's due in April, they probably moved it to May.
I have no idea, Jennifer. No, not only a tradition, Jennifer, but also the law. What must everyone that rides on a Mardi Gras parade float wear?
In New Orleans?
Yes.
Because, you know, Mobile, Alabama does Mardi Gras for a long time.
In New Orleans, Jennifer.
They have to wear a harness or something.
They have to wear a mask.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, see, I'm a safety girl.
What is the first country alphabetically that is competing this year at the Winter Olympics?
Albania.
Everybody said that. It's Afghanistan. How many days long
is think of that, but
Lent,
I guess they
Jennifer.
Do have snow. 40 days.
Incorrect.
It's the tradition.
46 days.
46.
Probably not counting the Sundays. I don't know. 46. Father Briganti said 47.
He probably counted Easter.
So St. Magdalene's is the only church in the world that has one more day of Lent
Shocking.
Than everyone.
Although it Lent really ends on Holy Thursday.
You'll get this, Jennifer. That's the answer. What movie, currently in theaters, you're going to get this one even before I finish reading it, stars Daniel Day-Lewis as a dressmaker who falls in love
you have to
with
see
a
it.
Waitress?
Your wife will love it.
What do people in Ireland, England, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada eat to celebrate Mardi Gras?
Something with treacle. I don't know.
No. Pancakes. Also known as Pancake Day.
And Fastnacht Day in German tradition. And Pestiki in Polish.
Why are you clouding the issue here? That wasn't the question.
Did you know Mardi Gras originated in the United States in Mobile, Alabama?
I had an inkling after you talked about their parade.
Just saying.
Christmas was also first a federal holiday in Alabama, I think. or state house.
They're very progressive in Alabama.
Are they, Jennifer?
I don't know. They like to party.
Ty Sabine, I'll give you a word one at a time. What do these words have in common? Skate.
Okay.
Game.
Board.
See, last week you didn't get it.
And it came to me after skate, but I wanted to give you one more.
Okay. Sing along with Disney, Jennifer. I'm going to give you a line of a Disney song. You tell me the song and the Disney movie it appears in.
Okay.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Life is so unnerving. I'm not going to sing it. Life is so unnerving. That's what makes it tough. For a servant who's not serving, he's not whole without a soul to wait upon.
Beauty and the Beast.
That's correct. What's the song?
Oh, I have to tell you the song? You said I had to name the music.
I said, please name the song and the movie it appears in, Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness. Be Our Guest.
That is correct.
Okay.
If you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew. You never knew.
Pocahontas.
That's correct.
I only know
the Colors of the Wind.
Colors of the Wind.
There's more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done.
Are any of these involve real people, or are they all animated Disney?
No, the Disney movies, Jennifer, so odds are they're animated. Circle of Life from The Lion King.
Disney did a lot of unanimated movies.
No One to Tell Us No or Where to Go or Say We're Only Dreaming. But did they have big songs in there, Jennifer?
It's A Whole New World from Aladdin.
Very good. But did they have songs in there?
I know.
Why are you being so picky today? Would you like me to stomp?
No, I would not.
If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme.
Oh, I know this.
These are all good words to live by the way.
Oh, tell me, because it's not going to come to me.
When You Wish Upon a
Star. Pinocchio.
Correct. You've got troubles. I've got them, too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
Mm-mm.
You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story.
Toy Story.
It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fear that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's a newer one. I don't think you've seen this one. Let It Go from Frozen. What would I give if I could live out of these waters?
The Little Mermaid.
What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand?
Little Mermaid.
Yes, Part of Your World. Think of a wonderful thought. Any merry little thought. Think of Christmas. Think of snow. Think of sleigh bells. And off you go.
Peter Pan, You Can Fly.
Very good. In every job that must be done.
Mary Poppins.
There is an element of fun. You find the fun and...
Snap, the job is done.
The job's a game. Very good, Jennifer.
Just a spoonful of sugar.
Very good. Where are you from, Jennifer? I'm going to give you all the answers. All these people's names have a world city in them.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Who currently co-hosts the Today Show with Hoda Kotb?
Oh, I have to give you the answer, and it has this. Oh, I thought I was just going to find the city. Oh, I don't know.
The answer contains a city. Savannah Guthrie.
I thought, like, you'd put the two names together and somewhere in there it would be.
No.
Okay, I got it.
His film roles include Will Turner and Legolas.
And what?
Legolas, L-E-G-O-L-A-S. Legolas is from Lord of the Rings. Will Turner is from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Johnny Depp.
Orlando Bloom. Who wrote God Bless America?
Irving Berlin.
Correct. Berlin being a city, Jennifer. What singer starred in the movies The Bodyguard and Waiting to Exhale? Whitney Houston.
I was going to get there. I was at Mariah Carey and knew that was wrong.
You can't have blank air.
I know.
You can't have that much blank air, Jennifer. He's the only U.S. president to serve two non-consecutive terms. A lot of sighing going on over there.
Because I know that answer, and I'm going through the presidents, and I'm looking for the one that has, you tell me.
Grover Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Who's the only actor to appear in all eight of the American Pie films?
Oh, I have no idea.
Eugene Levy. He directed the films The Way We Were, Tutsi and Out of Africa.
I could tell you something about each of those movies, except who directed it.
Sidney Pollack.
Is there a John Denver question in there?
Who was the star of the TV show The Simple Life and wrote a best-selling book called Confessions of an Heiress? Paris Hilton.
Hilton.
Who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role in the movie Moonstruck?
Olympia Dukakis.
Very good.
Who, can I say something about her on a side?
I don't know.
Do you know who her husband was?
No.
He just died, and he was the guy who played the father on Mad About You. I forget his name. I was really surprised.
Helping me.
I was surprised.
Okay. I'll need a name. And finally, Jennifer, who wrote the short story Rip Van Winkle?
Washington Irving.
Very good. A lot of people miss that. Okay, Jennifer, Tim Burr. You still want some more trivia?
I do.
All of these answers contain a tree.
Louis Sorich. That was his name. Okay.
I don't know who he is. Am I supposed to go, oh, yeah?
No, I was really, like, I had seen, he was in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And
what is the name of the Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor named after a member of the Grateful Dead?
Jerry Garcia. Where's the tree in that?
Your answer is incorrect. We're looking for Cherry Garcia.
Oh.
The ice cream flavor.
The ice cream flavor.
What type of poison kills Socrates?
Hemlock.
What children's book by Kenneth Graham features the character Mr.
Wind in the Willows.
Toad? What Christian holiday commemorates Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem?
Palm Sunday.
What is the model name of the full-size SUV made by Toyota?
Sequoia.
What is the name of the 1989 film about a bond a group of women share in a small town southern community? And how they cope
Steel with Magnolias, the one of my favorites.
Of one of their own.
Speaking of Olympia Dukakis, she was in that.
Who did Abe Lincoln call the little woman who wrote the book that started this great war?
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Very good. What actor plays James Kirk in the recent Star Trek movies and Steve Trevor in 2017's Wonder Woman?
No.
Chris Pine. What is the name of the Wilkes estate in the film Gone with the Wind?
Seven Oaks. Twelve Oaks.
12 Oaks is correct. What color is a thoroughbred racehorse whose coat is described as varying from red yellow to golden yellow?
Maple.
Chestnut. Very good. I got one more for you, Jennifer.
Okay.
You need to name me 6 of the 8 U.S. presidents who died while they were in office.
Okay. FDR.
Correct.
William McKinley.
Correct.
JFK.
Correct.
Lincoln.
Correct.
That's
4 right off the bat, Jennifer. I'm impressed.
Really? Except for McKinley, those are pretty easy. Which century?
I don't know. One of them died, caught pneumonia at his inauguration and
I
died
know.
A month later.
That was the turn of the century. McKinley was assassinated.
One was shot at a train station, I believe. I don't know what happened. One was had a heart attack in California, and some people think he was poisoned. And then I don't know how the other one died.
Go ahead.
William Henry Harrison. James Garfield was shot at the train station, and Warren G. Harding died of a heart attack, and Zachary Taylor. Those 4 presidents died in office, Jennifer. Or those 8 presidents, I'm sorry.
I should have known. I knew Harrison died of pneumonia.
That was
That's
good.
It.
Well, see, if you were on a team, you would have gotten 4 right off the bat, and your team would have picked up the other 2 for you. I think only there were 34 teams playing.
Wow.
I think 14 got it and 20 missed it or something like that.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll go to the last commercial break?
Yes.
And then come back with Maker's Day?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the library show, where we are not worrying about the fall yet. And Jim Gannot will be in about 7 minutes.
I just remember, was I supposed to ask you something after the break? Or at the break? What were we talking about earlier, where I was going to follow up on the break? Never mind. It's gone. And you're not going to give me any hints.
I don't remember.
Maker's Day, Jennifer. We do this every year. New Jersey Maker's Day. It's celebrated throughout the state. And we're having it at the North County Branch and South County Branch Libraries on two different dates this year, which is a little different. So let's start with South County Branch. Saturday, March 10th, New Jersey Makers Day. Community members of all ages are invited to join us for an exciting day filled with activities focusing on the maker culture. So this is Saturday, March 10th at the South County Branch Library, which is located on Route 79 from between Lamberville and the fairgrounds, Jennifer. That's the best way I can describe
it. It's 3 miles south of the fairgrounds, 1 mile north of Lambertville.
There you go. So it's be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And look, check out all they're having at the South County Branch Library. The Hunterdon County Parks Maple Syrup Bus is going to be there, Jennifer. Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum will be doing demonstrations, as will the Red Mill Museum. Delaware Valley Bead Society will be on hand. Home Depot will have a tool station. Michael's Crafts will be doing demonstrations. And the Hunterdon Garden Guild of Flemington will be doing demonstrations as well. Activities include flower arranging, pom-pom making, no-sew bags, a build-a-coaster, the Home Depot tool station, paper circuits, little bits bubbles, a button maker, Lego challenges, toddler craft table, and birdhouse kits while supplies last.
And we would like to thank Chamber member Chris Andrake from the Gilded Lily Florist, who is going to be donating the flowers for the flower making demonstrations.
And also, Maker's Day is possible thanks to support of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and ShopRite of Flemington. And then the North County Branch Library is going to have, they have a little more room up there, Jennifer, March 24th, same time, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're going to be using the community center next door as well as the library proper. And activities, this is an incomplete list. We'll have the complete list for you next week, Jennifer.
Promises.
They're going to have metalworking, squishy circuits, LED flowers, weaving, beading, balloon, bottle balloon racing, ham radio operators, origami, robotics and robotic clubs, computer programming, Lego robotics, electronic fabrics. You can make a light-up bookmark. And I believe there's going to be a silhouette artist as well, Jennifer. Like I said, this is only a partial list. So this is March 24th, Saturday, March 24th, at the North County Branch Library. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's fun for the whole family. Just come, bring the family in. The unique thing about this is you might learn a new hobby. You might see something that looks interesting that you never thought of even trying. And you try, then here you become maybe the greatest, what did I just read? You might someday become the greatest beater of all time, Jennifer, or an origami pro or metalworker supreme. You never know.
That's right.
You were going to say something.
I was waiting for you to finish.
Go ahead.
With Maker's Day. No, I wanted to say last weekend the North County Branch Library had a new program.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sleepover for stuffed animals. It's Friday night into Saturday. And the pictures are on the webs are on our Facebook page.
Okay, that sounds good.
And,
so what was it like?
It was really cute. There's a picture of the kid, the stuffed animals looking out the window, waiting for their parents to come pick them up. They had some crafts. They played on, they have a Thomas train. They have a book truck dressed up like a Thomas train that's perfect for stuffed animals. They had story time. They had some music. They had a little concert. So it was really clever, and I really liked, you didn't see the pictures?
No, I have to check that out.
Yeah,
that
check it out.
That sounds like a great idea.
It really, it's, I had seen it once up at New Providence Library. And it was kind of poo-pooed, and then somebody, one of our newer children's librarians, brought it. And I think that's really, I think it's a great idea. And to me, it's a no-brainer. It's almost,
sure.
How much, it's a flyer, and then just.
It just feeds children's imaginations,
right.
Jennifer, is what it does, which is the price that you can't put on this.
Exactly. So, yeah, and remember to check our Facebook page. We try to keep it pretty up-to-date. I schedule a month's worth of posts based on things we know that are happening. And then as things happen, we put them up on the Facebook page.
We have an Academy Award nominated film series, a new film series, Jennifer, that just started. This has become very popular. I was talking with Karen, and she said the next movie at the Hunterdon County Library already has over 70 people.
Yes.
So, another niche we're filling here by the lack of movie theaters in Hunterdon County. We've endeavored to show these classic movies just out of theaters. So the schedule this time around, the next movie at the Hunterdon County Library is on February 22nd. All movies at the Hunterdon County Library start at 6 p.m. It's Dunkirk. Allied soldiers from Belgium, the British Empire, and France are surrounded by the German army and evacuated in an unusual way during a fierce battle in World War II. So that's up for Best Picture, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
So that's Dunkirk. The other movies coming up, I won't give you all the dates and stuff, but you can check out all the dates of this program and all our programs on our webpage, www.hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the right bottom right-hand corner, and all of the flyers for all of our upcoming programs for the next month plus will be at your fingertips. So the other movies in this film series in March, we'll be showing Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. A mother personally challenges the local authorities to solve her daughter's murder when they fail to catch the culprit.
Can I just, you're talking about bad grammar?
What?
Like personally, a mother challenges. Of course she's personally doing it.
Okay.
Who else would be doing it?
Victoria and Abdul, Jennifer, rated PG-13, will be March 22nd at HCL and in April at the North County Branch Library. Queen Victoria strikes up an unlikely friendship with a young Indian clerk named Abdul Karim, based on a true story. What am I going with time? I better hurry up here. Then we show Get Out in April. It's time for a young African-American to meet his white girlfriend's parents for a weekend in their secluded estate in the woods. But before long, the friendly and polite ambiance will give way to a nightmare. I don't want to see that one. And then finally, we'll wrap it up.
I saw the previews for that. It almost looks... I don't know.
I know the premise
like
now. It's an interesting premise, but I don't like the... It's Twilight Zone-y.
Yeah.
The Greatest Showman, Jennifer, wraps it up in May. Celebrate the birth of show business, and it tells us of the visionary Phineas Taylor Barnum, who rose from nothing to create that. To create a spectacle that becomes a worldwide sensation. That's The Greatest Showman. This is the Academy Award nominated film series sponsored by who else? The Friends of the Huntington County Library. All these movies are free and open to the public. You're welcome to bring a snack and a non-alcoholic beverage. We'll see you at the Huntington County Library.
I saw for another library that was doing movies, and they invited you to bring a quiet snack.
Okay. I mean, I thought that was kind of... We're all adults here, Jennifer.
I know. I thought that was kind of weird.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No, I thought it was a little too...
I agree. We don't need to over-explain everything, do we?
Apparently we do.
People are not that rude. I mean, if it's crinkly, the people open it quick, and then just...
Right. Exactly.
Give people a break.
All right. So Jim Gano is ready to go. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We need to step out of it and take a look back and realize there's something seriously wrong here.
An 18-year-old survivor of a deadly Florida school shooting yesterday discusses what should happen in the wake of the 17 killings at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland.
And some of our policymakers and some people need to look in the mirror and take some action, because ideas are great. But without action, ideas stay ideas and children die.
David Hogg was speaking on CNN. The 19-year-old alleged gunman in the shootings now facing 17 counts of premeditated murder, and he's likely to face more charges. In Chicago, a 44-year-old repeat felon is facing charges for Tuesday's fatal shooting of a Chicago Police District Commander, Paul Bauer. Officials say repeat offenders like Shamari Leggett should never be on the street in the first place. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better.
first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The president of the San Antonio Police Officers Association is calling for an independent state or federal probe of a December case in which a dozen illegal immigrants were found in a tractor trailer in that city. That's after Police Chief William McManus released the 12 before they could be interviewed by a Homeland Security officer who was at the scene when they were found, and the driver of the truck was arrested. Association President Michael Helley disagrees with the chief, who claims that he has the authority to manage such an